welcome to yet another edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me as your host, Chris Cake Pies McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, because it rhymes with Snake Eyes. Joining me today to talk about the brand new Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins logo and name reveal and multiple other stories is Justin, Generals Joe's Origins Bell. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this ridiculously large news burst.
I've often been called ridiculously large.
That not by me. Earlier today, Paramount Pictures posted some images on their Facebook page that included cast and crew photos from a ceremony in Japan and a first look at the new movie logo. The logo shows a scratch-style bloody Arashikagi symbol in red behind the letters that separate the two words and features G.I. Joe Origins in a smaller white font at the bottom right of the logo, which is the first time this has been mentioned as part of the film's title. Interestingly, this part of the logo utilises the same font as the last two live-action G.I. Joe movies. Snake Eyes itself uses the same font previously seen on the Cobra Civil War IDW comic from around 2011-2012. This throws into question the previous logo we saw on the cast and crew gifts a while back, which was clearly just a temporary solution created for the gifts themselves. In addition to this awesome new logo, Paramount and Henry Golding posted a number of cast and crew pictures and a video featuring the aforementioned Henry Golding, who plays Snake Eyes, Andrew Koji, who will be his sword brother Storm Shadow, Iko Uwais, who plays the Hard Master, Haruka Abe, who has finally been revealed to be playing a new character named Akiko, Takahiro Hira, who, as expected, will be the main villain, Kenta, stunt coordinator Kenji Tanigaki, and director Robert Schwenke. The cast and key crew received a traditional blessing at the Hijinja Shrine in Tokyo on Friday before the shooting. As well as all that, the Japanese website has launched, titled G.I. Joe Jet Black Snake Eyes, love that, and will be updated from time to time with news, images and videos. And just when you thought that was it for the news, Henry Golding goes ahead and reveals that this will be the first of many films in a series when he chatted to the Toy Book about the movie, saying, "We're really starting a new timeline, a new franchise in the G.I. Joe universe. To kick it off with such a distinct and stylized film really sets the precedence for follow-up movies." Nice. So everything seems to be progressing as planned, and I fully expect even more news to start rolling in about the film and its characters over Toy Fair and shortly thereafter. Justin, wow. Firstly, how do you like the new logo?
Oh, I think it's cool. I like it a lot. I mean, it's not revolutionary, but I like kind of the red style. The Arashikagi symbol looks a little bit more organic.
Yeah.
You know, less like a symbol and kind of like a series of wounds or something. It's very cool. I think they did a good job. It's striking too.
Yeah. Interesting that they used fonts from previous things as well, isn't it? It's like, it's quite funny to like, when I first saw it, I instantly recognized it and I was kind of like, yeah, I know that. And I couldn't put my finger on it until I did a quick snake, because I was thinking, it's probably a comic that I've seen, and lo and behold, it was on that 2011-2012 Cobra Civil War stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's a decent-looking font and logo, so, I mean, there's really no reason to deviate a whole lot from it, but yeah, it was interesting that they chose that kind of style choice that was used previously on IDW comics. And even, you know, and during a lot of those IDW comics, it even has that kind of symbol separating the snake and the eyes as well. So, yeah. I mean, it's very much like how it was portrayed in the comic.
And I suppose more importantly, we've got a full title now, and it's going to be called Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins. The Origins thing is a big clue or a big part of the title, let alone like the logo.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to unpack here. So that G.I. Joe Origins text is actually the font is the original live action movie font. I mean, do you think it's interesting that they went with that instead of something like maybe new and fresh or something, you know, maybe more classic? But, you know, I mean, I think I would have preferred a clean break and a new direction. But I mean, what about yourself in that sense?
Yeah, it is curious. Yeah, I think I'm agreeing with you. I would have preferred a cleaner break. I think using that same exact logo and font brings into question kind of whether this is a prequel to the existing movies or whether this is truly spinning off something new. So yeah, it's curious. It's a curious choice. I mean, it doesn't break my heart either way. I think it's fine. And it still, you know, shows kind of the same style and feel. So I'm good with whatever. But it is interesting that they kind of are still hearkening back to that old, somewhat, I mean, kind of bland sort of G.I. Joe technical text sort of format.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Clearly this is starting a new thing. It's starting a new franchise. He's even mentioned that in that interview he did with the toy book. So, I mean, at least we're safe in the assumption that it's starting fresh.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a hint here that maybe we're looking at a new way of rolling out G.I. Joe in more of a Marvel cinematic style, which we've discussed on previous shows?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it certainly seems that way. They're obviously closely tying it into a G.I. Joe universe as a whole. I mean, time will really tell if, I don't really know if they're going to, do other individual movies and then kind of a group movie. Like if we're going to, after this movie, we're going to see like a Duke G.I. Joe Origins movie and then, yeah. Or whatever. But
Deadpool.
I suspect this will just kind of spin off into a G.I. Joe franchise, maybe a little bit different than the MCU, but they are certainly trying to connect the dots a little bit, which is cool.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and take this as a win. Haruka Abe is going to be a new character named Akiko. And obviously, I don't think anyone expected that. This was a new name that's kind of cropped up. I said she'd probably play Akita in the past. That was what I thought she was going to play, that kind of new character. A name that appeared in that script leak that we did a while back in the fantasy casting. So, it could be a version of that character with just a different name.
True.
What are your thoughts on that decision, and how bad do you feel that I was right and you were wrong?
I think I'll get over it.
I'm only joking, of course.
I'm always a fan of new things, so I don't need them to revisit every single vintage character with these things. So, I'm fine if it's somebody new and different.
Also, she's a new character, so she's probably going to die, right?
Well, that's a good point, yeah.
let's just say that now. Spoiler alert. Akiko dies, but no. I mean, I think a lot of people were expecting Jinx. A lot of people were expecting maybe, another named character, maybe, like a gender swapped character possibly, or even like a Helix or something like that. But I mean, I'm not surprised that she's come in as this new character, because everyone else was getting their names banded around, and like they were bigger names,
right?
Like it was Baroness and it was, Scarlet and Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow. And as soon as, Haruka Abe's character was cast, it was like, but we're not going to tell you the name. So it was like, to me, it was like, well, clearly that has to be because it's a new character, and maybe even they were still umming and erring over the name, but anyway, I'm sure we'll find out after the fact.
Yeah.
Also, no sign of Scarlet or the Baroness, no sign of Samara Weaving or Ursula Cabero, who plays their characters respectively. Does that suggest that they will probably be more likely to show up later in the film, as we discussed on previous bursts?
I think that's a good chance. Yeah, I think it kind of shows there may be sort of a break in the film. Some instances happening kind of in Japan, kind of more exploring his past. Maybe some more current events, the stuff they shot in Vancouver, and maybe those are where the Baroness and Scarlet are going to appear. I think that's very cool, but yeah, that seems to indicate that, although who knows, maybe they'll show up at some point. But yeah, it certainly seems to lean that way, which is cool. I like that idea.
And obviously the last couple of things we're going to talk about here, the Jet Black Snake Eyes official Japanese website. I love that they always over exaggerate some of the names, or at least in the
awesome
translations as they come through, and it's so fun that it's like the Jet Black Snake Eyes website. I mean,
yeah,
who'd have thought that would have been the title of the website for the official Japanese movie of this
awesome
movie. So they're saying obviously on the website that Toa Pictures Japan will help produce the movie from the Japanese side. The filming's going to be taking place at Himeji, Osaka, and Ibaraki. I'm never going to get that word right.
Yeah.
So there, and which we knew of with the talk of the castles they were looking at as well, weren't we, when we were kind of going through those through that
yes
kind of site. And then it also promises high-speed Japanese action sequences with impressive Western CGI, and famous Japanese actress Eri Ishida will also be joining the cast from Japan. I mean, who is she going to play?
I don't know. That's a good question.
But yeah, that is interesting. Like, I don't... And that just popped up, really, from me reading it for the first time in ages. That's quite interesting. We're getting some more cast coming through. Obviously, we're still in filming. They've started filming in Japan now, so...
Yeah.
It's not no surprise that some more names are popping up. And also another thing I have to mention is that the release date's been pushed back a week. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I didn't notice that.
Apparently so. Apparently it's been pushed back 1 week. So I don't know what they want to do in that 1 week, but I mean, could you foresee possibly more delays with something, you know, along those lines?
You know, we've always been kind of surprised that they were going to manage to hit that mark anyway. So I wouldn't be surprised if more delays come, although they're certainly making a huge kind of surge with all this stuff. So who knows? Maybe, you know, maybe they will hit it. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I'll just say that.
Let's just cover our bases. Yeah, well, tons and tons of stuff coming through about the Snake Eyes movie. Again, it all comes in, you know, it's like London buses. You wait ages for nothing, and then like 17 of them arrive at once. So, I mean, again, like my excitement level is ramped up. It's very cool to start seeing official press release stuff, official images, official video. There's a lot of cool stuff coming through, and now I kind of feel like, okay, well, you know, before it didn't feel as serious, and even when they were filming in Vancouver, I didn't feel like it was like serious, like, you know, this is the real deal. But now they're in Japan, it's like, you know, we're getting some like really like Paramount are posting stuff, all the actors and they're all posting stuff on their Instagram pages. So now it's like, okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Things really seem like they're coming together. We've got an official website now. We've got some, like I said, some Facebook updates, Instagram updates. It's really cool.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Yeah, I'm getting more and more excited all the time.
Wet bells all around. Justin, thank you for jumping on and chatting with me through the rather large amount of news that's come through just in the last few hours.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I love talking this stuff.
Yeah, whatever. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my awesome co-host Justin Bell. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/The Full Force. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback or questions. We have also started a Patreon page, so if you want to see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/The Full Force Podcast, or click the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.